Speaking with me here on KMZU is Ashley McCarty. She's the executive director with Missouri Farmers Care. And Ashley, thanks for taking the time out to chat with me.
It's really a pleasure to join you today on such a beautiful day.
And we got a designation that just came out this week for AgriReady. Just a couple of counties, the first two to be designated. Is that correct?
We are really pleased to announce that one of your home area counties, Carroll County, is one of the first two counties in the state to be designated as an AgriReady county from Missouri Farmers Care. They join Audrain in that inaugural suite of counties that have declared that they have their doors open for business, that they're looking for growth across all sectors of agriculture, and are willing to partner with Missouri Farmers Care and the 36 commodity associations and agribusinesses that make up our organization in promoting family farmers and agriculture.
Absolutely. So what all went into the designation? How did they get that designation to be AgriReady?
That is a great question. The County Commission has to come together and review any ordinances and regulations that would prohibit or restrict agriculture. If there aren't any, they are eligible to apply. We have a review committee that studies any supportive statements of agriculture and any laws and regulations on the county level that are on the books. And after that, we grant AgriReady status accordingly. There will be a designation that then is released, as we have done this past week, and there will be signs provided to the county. But more than that, it begins a relationship with Missouri Farmers Care and with all of our commodity associations to look for opportunities to strengthen ag in the county and to support opportunities for growth. That may look different in each and every county. That may be new business development. That may be expansion of what we've got. That may be skills training to better equip our job, our career applicants and home for the jobs that we have in the county level. So we look forward to just launching this with Carroll and Audrain counties and seeing where we go over the coming year.
Right. And you mentioned, you know, the benefits of being AgriReady and the Missouri Farmers Care organization as a whole. And when you're talking about the 36 partners that make up Missouri Farmers Care, I was looking at the list, by the way, when I got the release earlier Thursday, when I got it on Thursday, and that list has grown exponentially over the last couple, 3 years.
Yes, it has. We have a very strong membership. You'd be hard-pressed to find members of ours that aren't in each and every community across the state of Missouri, let alone the member organizations that we have that, just to name a few, would be Missouri Farm Bureau, Missouri Corn, Missouri Soybean, Missouri Cattle, Missouri Pork, and MFA. You go down the list from there, and there are just a broad network across the state. So we're all looking towards the same end goal, to strengthen the 97% of farms that are family-owned in this state and the opportunities for those farms and farm businesses in town to continue to grow and expand because they're the bedrock of the community. We have a $10.9 billion agriculture industry. That's a strong asset, but I think there's room to grow.
Yeah, and it almost has to, because as folks get farther and farther away from the farm. I mean, you're looking at, you know, I am three generations away from being on the family farm that is the base of our communities. It's important that the ones that are still on the farm band together and stick together and defend each other, really.
That's a really good point. I always say that I'm on a century family farm myself, and the way that we farm and raise cattle look a little different than what my great-grandpa was doing. We're still good stewards, perhaps even better stewards than he was. And so the ability of us to explain that to our consumer base, which is increasingly disconnected, is very important. So while Missouri Farmers Care has this AgriReady program, we also have a 10-week program where we go in 1-hour blocks and tell students at a third grade level just where that food comes from, how it's produced, and why it's important to appreciate where that food comes from and to trust that we're doing the best we can do each day to provide a quality product.
Absolutely. We do a program ourselves called Ag in the Classroom, which is kind of the same thing. And it's kind of neat to see and to hear some of the responses you get of, okay, where does the milk come from? You know, where does the pepperoni come from and things like that?
If you really want to have an opportunity to be challenged to continue to spread the message of agriculture, head in and talk to a group of students. And if you want to have some optimism, I mean, there is a bright future ahead of us if folks understand what we do on the farm and why it's important to everyday life, to those of us in rural communities and those of us in the city and those of us all the way around the globe that depend on American farmers to produce the food that they rely on every day.
And it's amazing to see the difference in answers you get, say, from a high school in Carroll County or a or a grade school in Carroll County and a grade school in Liberty, Missouri, you're going to get a lot. The answers will be significantly different.
Very different. Still a lot of interest engaged in both, but very different. And so we're focusing, nobody can get in every classroom in the state despite how hard we try. And so we're really focusing a lot of our effort on urban and suburban areas, knowing that there's really low likelihood that they're ever going to go visit grandpa's farm, or there's ever going to be an uncle that's in farming, versus some of our rural counties. But there is some connection with some kids. There's still plenty of opportunity for education across the board, but we will be focusing our strategic efforts on where there's not maybe as many farmers to carry ag in the classroom, into the classroom. So we think that program and AgriReady was just going to highlight awareness and promotion of what we do well and why it's important to everybody each and every day.
Very well said. Again, I'm speaking with Ashley McCarty. She's with Missouri Farmers Care. And Ashley, again, I appreciate you taking the time out to talk with me today. Is there any last message you'd like to deliver to folks?
Well, just look for Missouri Farmers Care to be increasingly engaged in communities. Carroll County, we should really see a lot of partnership with over the coming year. But that is really just the first designated county. And there is a lot of room for other counties to be designated as AgriReady counties. So I would encourage folks that understand the industry to go talk to their county commissioners, have them get in touch with Missouri Farmers Care, and look to get on the same program so that we can all work together to advance Missouri agriculture.
And if you would, folks wanted to find out some more information or find out more about Missouri Farmers Care, how can they do that?
Probably the best way is our website, mofarmerscare.com. And that's a great venue to have some basic information about what we do out there and contact us for further information. We would love to come visit, talk, and partner together.